Good evening. Welcome to the gathering. Before I introduce my friend tonight, I want to give a shout out to two people. We have two ministry partners that are here tonight. One is David Cool. I didn't tell you this, but if you'll just stand up, he does a nice job with Christian community development back there, and we do send a team with him to Orlando. Thank you, Dave. And then also Stephanie is here with the RCA, and they have a wonderful program called Cultivate, especially seniors. If you're looking for a gap year, you can catch her in the back. She can give you a card, even if you want to do the after worship. Just grab her card, and she'll meet you for coffee sometime. Now I want to introduce you to a good friend, Pastor Jose. He came all the way from Cuba. It's his first time here in Michigan and also Hope College. So give him a warm welcome. Thank you.
It's a blessing to be here and to share with you this time. First, I need that you forgive me if I made some mistake with the English, okay? Okay? I want to share something very important for me, of course, in the Bible. And it's in the book of Judges, chapter 6, verse 12 to 16. And the Bible said, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they say, 'Did not the Lord bring us up out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of the Midian's hand. And I am not sending you." "Pardon me, my Lord," Gideon replied, "but how can I save Israel? My clan is the weakest in the Manasseh, and I am the least in my family." The Lord answered, "I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving no one alive." Amen? Amen? Yes. The first important thing that we need to talk this in this moment is that the nation of Israel has been oppressed by the Midianites for 7 years. But finally, God decided to call a man, the name Gideon. But in this moment, everybody is Gideon. Everybody is Gideon? Where are the Gideons? Or ladies, Gideon too. Gideon. And imagine God called Gideon, as you today, to serve and to help God's purpose. But when God called Gideon, the first things that God told to him, is, "I am with you, mighty warrior." Imagine, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And Gideon asked, "Pardon? Repeat. I don't understand clear." Gideon replied, "But if the Lord is with us, why is happening this?" The first thing that we need to discuss is the big problem that we have in the Christian life, that besides that God say to us every day and in all the Bible, that he is with us, most of the time we really don't believe that God is with us. When God said to Gideon, I am with you, the first question of Gideon is, if you are with me, I suppose that everything is fine. But the first thing is that God said to Gideon, I am with you, but the things is not good. Many things not good is happening with the Israel. But imagine, God said, I need that you go with me, and I will stay with you, and you will do amazing things. The first thing is, we don't believe when God said that he's with us. As to the person next to you, do you really believe that God is with you? Ask to the person next to you. But in the other side, usually we feel very strong. And more when most of you are very young, you feel that you are Superman. You think that everything is possible and you can do it whatever you want. And imagine. But when you take more, when you arrive to the 30 years, or maybe the 40 or the 50 or the 60, depend. But now you think as a young, and you think everything is possible, everything is possible. But when we have the circumstance or the challenge in front of us, we start to think in another way. I am not the Superman. I am not the strong person that I say every day. Because when the problems with the challenge, with the circumstance is not good for you and your family or whatever, you start to see that you are not strong. You start to see that you are weak. And it's with Gideon, see, in his life, I am weak. But the vision, the word of God said that the Lord appears and tell to Gideon, the Lord is with you, mighty warrior. And Gideon answered, not as a strong man, he answered to the Lord as a weak man. Most of the time when God calls us to do things, it's not easy things to do. It's usually big challenge in front of big situations. But the most important is that God called Gideon. When God called all the persons in the Bible, all the persons as Gideon need to hear that God said, I am with you. It's so important for us that God said, I am with you. But every day we have that God is with us. When we see that the circumstance is not good, when we see that the things not good in our life, in our family, we think God is not with us. But the Lord said to Gideon, and to you and to me today, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving no one alive. And if you believe in the God's word, you start to walk according to the promise that you believe. It's the time that you start to say amen. But it's not only amen. It's not only hallelujah. It's not only praise the Lord. It's to walk that demonstrate that you believe in the promise that you hear from God. And finally, Gideon say, okay, I will go. With God, you don't have many choices. When God said, let's go, you have to go. Imagine I enjoyed to study the career that I studied was medicine. And when I finished my career, I want to be a surgeon. But in the 2 years of the social service, that is the way to pay back all the medical school that is free in Cuba. God started to call me. But my father was a pastor, and I didn't want to be a pastor because I know how great is the challenge to be a pastor. But when God started to touch me and to call me as Gideon, I tried to resist. As to the person next to you, you are resisting to the God's word. And I started to resist. And God continued. And God continued to call me. And until I say yes, he don't leave me quiet. You have to say yes. It's yes or yes. It's not yes or no. It's yes or yes. Because God called you. And Gideon say, okay, I am ready to go. But it's not only when you say or when Gideon say, I am ready to go. God said, okay, I have to teach something, Gideon. Before you stay in front of the Midianites, I need that you learn a few things that is very important. And I call this message a strength through weakness. We would like imagine the Midianites have a big army, 135,000 Midianites in the army. And Gideon doesn't know yet how many he will have in his army. And of course, Gideon called the people as God called him and said, I need as many as possible to fight with the Midianites. But few people, 32,000. When you compare 32,000 with 135,000, four Midianites with one of the Israel. No, it's not enough. I need more people for the army. But that's it. 32,000 answer. Many people no answer. 32,000 answer. But imagine 4-1. I need more people. You need more people? You need more resources, you need more conditions, you need more, but usually God gives you less than what you want. 32,000. Four of the enemy with one of Israel. But God decides, and I will cut your army. Gideon, no. Yes. Tell to the army, if you have fear, return. And I imagine Gideon to try to use a good words that most of the army don't return. But the word of God was, say, if you have fear, return. And when Gideon say, if you have fear, return, imagine 22,000 return. Oh, no. with 32,000 before was 4-1 of Israel. Now, when 22,000 return, now the enemy is 13-1 of Israel. Oh, no, no, no. I don't like what is happening. You like what is happening? I don't like. But it's God's purpose. I imagine Gideon, I have 10,000. Oh. But God said, it's too many. Imagine, for God it's too many, for me it's too less. For God it's too many, but not for me. I need that God think about me, not about him. Because I am the person that I will fight. But God said it's too many. But imagine, the Bible said that God said it's too many, and maybe Israel wants the credit of this war. And you know that God don't want to give you the credits? Always the credit, the glory is for him. And God said, okay, it's too many. And he took off 9,700 more and leave only 300. Oh my goodness. But you need to continue to believe that God say to you, I am with you. Yes, but the army is 300. But if you compare now 300 with the army of the Midianites, 135,000, now is 450 of Midianites with one of Israel. It's the same proportion, it's the same number that with Elijah in the Carmel Mount, that is only Elijah with 450 Baal prophets. I don't know why, but most of the time in the Bible, God made the big war. The moment that you want to win, of course, as Elijah, as Gideon, God took your number down. Imagine Elijah alone with 450. It's the same that Gideon, 300 with 135,000 of Midianites. But the most important, the victory, it doesn't matter how many are in the enemy. The problem here is how sure you are that God is with you. Because our problem is that when we see that the number, the conditions, the resources go down, we start to worry. And now what will happen? And now how can I survive in this situation? And now how can I win? God with you is enough. It's sufficient. But we need to learn that if God is with us, it's enough. When you see the Bible, it's not only Gideon, it's not only Elijah, it's not only Paul in the New Testament, it's not only Moses. Look that all of these men, all of these leaders are crazy. That believe in the God's word, and you read the Bible and say, no, it's not possible. But they believe what God said. Now is the time that you believe what God said to you, The Bible is full of promise that God is with you. You feel that you are alone. You feel that no one is interested in you. You feel that God forgot your life or your family, whatever, as Gideon. But it's not true. God is with you. He promised, I will be with you all the days until the end. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this moment and for this example about Gideon. Help us to understand that you are with us. Every day, every moment. Not only here in the temple. Not only in our house. In every place. In every situation. In every circumstance. You are with us. Trust in God. As the bill, as the American bill said, in God we trust. In the name of Jesus.